Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. You didn't bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fight. I sacrificed a lot. To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this song. Let's do it.
Where's like this? Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another exclusive live fight chat with your host here at TBV. It is the Vasyl Lomachenko versus Guillermo Rigondeaux live fight chat. We're going to be calling this fight, giving you our live commentary. We got hosts coming in from all angles of the earth. We're going to head on out to the Golden State to talk to none other than the Hipster Hunter and see what's up.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Thompson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. Now, when the main thing is, I just know the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Haters. Man, I can't wait with it. Maybe. No, I was talking to Alex Lemon, our one of our social media, OGs, director, so to speak. And, you know, I said it. This is arguably the best fight for us hardcores in a very, very long time. And I can't think of a fight that's better suited for us, like hardcores, us hipsters, the people that listen to the show on the daily. You know, this fight is for us. This fight is for all you guys out there, you know, regardless of the money, the split, the weigh-in, you know, how we got to this point. We're here, and this is a fucking fantastic fight. I cannot wait. They're about to start it off soon. I'm lit. I'm happy. It should be great.
Well, I'm happy as well, my friend. It is about that time. Looks like Rigo's doing his final stretches in the center of the ring. Both men have rehydrated. And Vasyl looks a lot bigger. I don't know if it's the camera angle from the bottom up.
No, he's bigger.
He looks bigger. And we are officially about to start the first round, ladies and gents. It's official. We are about to start the first round. Remember the number 1-425-569-5241. We're looking to take your calls in between rounds. So pay attention. Pay attention. Vasyl doing his traditional jumping in the air stretches.
Round one started.
Rigo is definitely letting his hands go with the jab. He's seeking Vasyl. I mean, it's the first round. We got to imagine both men are going to take this round to figure each other out, but Vasyl,
get a sense of distance and all that.
Vasyl seems to be on the back foot. Rigo seems to be the one setting and dictating the pace. Both men in the center of the ring circling. Circling to Vasil's left, trying to stay away from Rigo's left. Oh, he lets a 1-2 go, partially blocked by Vasyl.
Good jab to the body by Rigo. Slips the jabs of Loma.
Oh.
Good left hand, good right hook by Lomachenko.
Very calm pace, though.
Yeah, they're trying to figure each other out. They're trying to see a little feints. Oh, nice body shot by Loma right now.
Loma picking up the pace just a little bit.
Lomachenko's ability to reach Rigo is pretty good, man. He gets in there really fast.
Rigo better keep them hands up. He let Loma get in there, even though he had him clinched. He usually gets clipped on the inside. Very calm. Man, everybody in the game really wearing those Adam boxing shoes nowadays, huh?
Good jazz by Loma. He tripled it up.
That's the second time he's found success, doubling or tripling. He's able to cut the distance well.
He's going to have to do that in this fight.
When he does that. There he is. You see, he's already on the inside. He's not really letting those hands go, though.
Maybe what I think right now, Rigo's probably for the better of the next couple of rounds, he's just going to start trying to see if he picks a pattern up. He wants to counter him. He's going to try to pick up that pattern and then try to shoot that shot.
Well, it is the early round. Oh, good overhand left by Vasil.
Rigo needs to start moving this feet a little bit more. And Steph, as usual, just, you know, using his upper body movement and head movement to slip shots.
I'm axing our
distance and that left hand.
Axing our listeners in the chat. First round, who'd you give it to? Who'd you give it to? I'm going to be honest and say I think I gave that round to Lomachenko.
Agreed. 10-9.
So if you gave the round to Loma, type Loma in the chat. Loma in the chat. Who won round one? Rigo did better than what I expected, Matt. I'll be honest. I wasn't expecting him to let his hands go as much as he did, even though it was just... Excuse me?
Rigo or Loma?
Rigo. Even though I gave the round to Loma, I still felt Rigo threw his hands more than I expected.
Yeah, but I'll be honest. He needs to throw more if he wants to win. Like he can't be content with low output in this fight specifically, because he will lose rounds.
It's funny that Lomachenko was indicating to Steve Willis that he was afraid Rigo would eject a clinch using his head, and the one that was just highlighted during the highlight doing so was Lomachenko. We're in round two, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, we are in the middle of our live fight chat for the live WBO Junior Lightweight Championship taking place on ESPN Boxing. It's Vasil Lomachenko versus Guillermo Rigondeaux, and Vasil just rips to the body and comes over top with a right hook, sending Rigo a couple of steps to the side. Matt, what do you think? Have any
body shots? Those weren't body shots. Those were right hooks to he doubled up the right hook to the head and then threw a left hand over top. Those weren't to the body because of the way Rigo was ducked down. Those were head shots. I mean, they were partially guarded and deflected, but they were not to the body.
Second round, Rigo starting to clinch. Ooh. He tried a uppercut on the inside.
Good left hand by Loma. A little short hook. Both guys battling with the jab right now, trying to establish that dominance. Right now, Rigo's content with kind of putting it out.
This is what I was worried about. You see, Loma just landed two pepper jabs there. This is what he's going to be getting points for. You know, there's not much going on, but you see the jab again. Another jab again. You got to give him points for this.
Of course.
Oh! I like how he got out of that clinch and let his hands go on Rigo. Rigo looked to the referee as to say, hey, what was that?
And that was it is. That's why it was partially obstructed, so I really didn't get a good look at it.
Loma with a good jab to the body. Speed looking like the factor here, Matt. He's doubling up on that jab, cutting the distance on Rigo quickly. Jabs again, lands again, but Rigo comes back with a counter left hand that lands.
He needs to do that more.
It meant nothing to Lomachenko, who's still plodding forward and lands an overhand left. Loma does not want to be held in this clinch. He is working drastically in there. Look, and looking to the ref as to say, hey, it's not me holding, it's this guy. Doubled up with the jab and landed both again. His jab is causing Rigondeaux all types of problems. Rigo looking to hold. He's clinching in the center. And Loma again with another overhand left. An uppercut in the inside by Lomachenko. He is working nonstop on the inside. And Rigo happens to sneak a little left hand on the inside. Rigo looking to touch gloves after maybe hitting during the bet or during the clinch. Both men are starting to, and again, Lomachenko lands the double right jab and talks a little trash on the way out. It's starting to heat up. We're getting the Lomachenko that we thought we would get, and he's answering those questions. I definitely was wondering, was he going to take it here? Was he going to have that bravado?
Yeah, I knew he would. In the past? Also, Rigo definitely at first in this round seemed definitely frustrated by the pressure of Lomachenko. But in the last, I would say, 15, 20 seconds right there, you saw he tried throwing, I would say, about three or four left uppercuts in the clinch with a lot of veracity, you know, and then obviously that little exchange between them in between the rounds. I hopefully Rigo comes out here with a little more authority. He needs to start pressing the gas a little bit more. He needs to start throwing that left counter a little bit more. He's really just too content trying to slip these shots and not throwing anything back over these jabs, these triple jabs of Lomachenko. It's almost being a pattern at this point with Lomachenko. You can start predicting that.
Really quick, before the next round, put it in the chat. Loma, round two. Rigo, round two. Let us know how'd you score it. I'll go ahead and say Loma. I also gave that round to Lomachenko.
2-0 right now.
We are in the third round. Lomachenko in the center of the ring, using both feet and hands. That right hand of his is like a machine gun, the way it just continues to hammer out jabs, doubling and tripling, painting like a painter up and down.
Lomachenko is definitely the one dictating the pace and the action at this point.
Yes, he is.
Rigo needs to do something to get the momentum more on his side. Because if it continues on this level and in this pace, he will just continue to lose rounds.
Yeah. Okay, he's knocked down just to tie things on up here, you know? Oh!
Not enough volume.
He got hit with one of those many shots that Lomachenko just threw. See, Lomachenko learned a lot from the Salido fight. He does not allow himself to be clinched. And when in the clinch, he is letting hands go. That continues to be a downfall here in this fight for Rigondeaux. He is not anticipating the punch during the clinch. He's being too much of a sportsman in this fight, I feel. There, that jab of Lomachenko, wow.
The funny part is, like, even though he's throwing it with, like, he's tripling up on it, they all seem to have a little bit of power or pop on it.
They have speed and sting, it looks. Look, he's landing it, man. Ooh. Rigo's going to have to let his hands go. I don't know.
Something that he's not accustomed to. Rigo's never been a volume puncher. That's why I said before this fight leading up to it that if Rigo...
I mean, how many jabs does Vasil have to throw for him to get the timing of it, right? Because he's letting it go. Hmm.
Good left uppercut.
Oh, good left on the inside, and he is getting very, very aggressive with Rigo here on this clinch. He's using forearms. This guy is watching boxing, ladies and gentlemen. These are all veteran tactics Vasil Lomachenko using on Rigondeaux during the clinch. Forearms to the throat, shoving. Oh, tripled up on the right-hand uppercut Vasil Lomachenko did, and it lands another jab. Oh, my God. I'm afraid to say it, Matt, but he's taking him to school.
He's making him look like a Jason Sosa right now. I don't think we expected that as much. Some Lomachenko fans did, but I don't think most people did.
It's the third round.
Because he's doing what Nonito Donaire did not do. And Nonito Donaire was content with just trying to box and going tit for tat with Guillermo Rigondeaux. Lomachenko's not that. Lomachenko's thinking, I'm going to do to this guy what I do to Jason Sosa, what I do to Mariano, like all these guys.
I'm afraid to check what the rest of the media has it scored, because
it's 3-0 right now. Easily. It has to be.
I hope that we're not the ones seeing Loma winning and somewhere else they have Rigo winning.
I mean, tell us in the chat, guys.
Third round, we got Loma 3-0. What do you guys got? Uh-oh. Jay Rilla gives 2-1. He found a way to give a round to Rigo.
Maybe that first round, but even then, I don't see that. I'm sorry. I don't see that, J-Will.
And I'm seeing no output right now from Rigo. Just
Houston saying Rigo. Rigo look old, bruh. Rigo look old, bruh. We got Alex. Somebody said 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. Wow, 2-1, 2-1. What the fuck? 2-1 Loma. I guess they gave that first round. Some people gave that first round to Rigo. That's crazy.
I mean, I guess.
They gave Loma 2-3. Info Joe gave Loma 2-3. We're back. It's Rigo, round four.
I like that. Starts throwing his jab a little more. That's what he needs to do.
Check the instant replay on the uppercuts. One.
Yeah, blocked. It was blocked.
Two.
That one hit.
Three.
So being a little more active right now with his lead hand. I like that.
Rigo?
Yeah.
He's got it pretty low.
I mean, he's throwing at least four jabs already.
Yo, Vasil's letting hands go, bro. He's throwing four punches easily. Look. That was three right there, and they were all jabs. He's letting hands go. Where's he train at? He's got a killer tan, this guy. Where?
In L.A., man.
Yeah, at the moment, but I think he trains out in his country, doesn't he?
I'm pretty sure he trains in L.A.
Yo, he's mixing up that uppercut, man, and Rigo keeps bending down. You see, he's gonna eventually catch him with that uppercut. Uh-oh, he's using a forearm.
Yeah, he can't do that.
Whoa. Then he tried to go around the backside of him. What's going on here?
That's that bullshit. Styling on him right now, man. That's what you do.
That's bullshit. That's
when Broner comes around somebody and starts humping them, that's the same thing.
It's too many punches, man. He can't deal with the amount of punches.
Good uppercuts.
Come on, Rigo. Come on.
God, his angles are perfect right now. I mean, he's catching.
Oh, he jackhammered. Come on.
He pulled the Mac. He pulled the Mac on him. He pulled the McGregor, B.
And his justification
on him.
He did.
You know what I'm talking about, Matt.
Yo, his justification was that Rigo's bent down, so he had to do the hammer fist.
I mean, technically speaking, when you bend below the waist of your opponent with your head down.
Uh-huh.
It is a little bit different in terms of back of the head.
Oh, yeah. Good uppercut by Rigo on the inside. Definitely definitely hit.
Yeah, shook him up. He just threw two uppercuts. Come on.
No, I said not shook him up, but it definitely made him change the foot placement for sure. But damn, he is ripping now Vasil to the body. What the fuck? Stop complaining. Let's go. Let's get some fighting here.
Oh.
Volume.
Vasil with a right combination to the body, followed by a right hook to the top. He's just a combination puncher, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have to throw multiple punches if you want to compete. Look at this. That was
nice jab. Nice jab.
Oh, that jab was hard. Come on. Left hook over the top. Excuse me, not left hook, but a left straight.
That left by Rigo was, I don't know if it landed.
Oh, my God. Another jab by Vasil, man.
Damn, that jab just fucking sent Rigo's head back. Oh, another little left on the inside. Vasil just fighting on that clinch, man.
He learned a lot. Toledo fight, I'll tell you that.
Russ Abner giving him a high five as he walks back to the corner. They're excited with what's going on over there. And you see Antonelli Lomachenko with the fake AirPods. What's up with that?
You funny.
Nah, bro. Come on. You can't make all that money and have fake AirPods in your ear like that.
You said the fake AirPods. I like their little swag though. They got some nice colors, man. They're representing the Ukraine colors, man.
Man, they're blowing Riga out. We didn't expect this. I thought we were gonna be yelling and screaming here. I got Loma in the fourth round as well.
Yeah, right now it's 4-0 for me.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It's going to have to be a knockout, like I said to you guys before, man. He has to finish him. He's not going
to
out.
We said that on Thursday, Doomsday, that if Rigo has to win, he needs to win through a knockout. He's not going to win on points.
He tried two right hooks there, winged them, but they didn't land.
Yeah, because now he's going to start getting desperate, unfortunately. That means he's going to start forcing stuff.
His reach is so long, too. He's got to use that to his advantage. Look at him. Looks freakish how long he is. But he's using that jab to probe instead of...
Actually jab.
To damage. Here comes Lomachenko. Lomachenko, he feels nothing. That's nothing. What, you know, he's walking him down. He's even crouching down to Rigo's level. There he is with three uppercuts, four jabs. I mean, another jab. Fuck. I didn't expect this to look this way. Look at that.
I expected Lomachenko to win off of pure volume, but I expected Rigo to throw a little more. Like, Rigo looks like he's a little bit, I don't know. Like, he's
shocked, bro. He's shocked. I mean, the guy must be very fast. When one of the greatest counterpunchers we thought we knew can't counter you.
Man, how long is it takes Rigo to, you know, to time him out? Because that's what he's looking for.
Man, people saying Rigo might quit, man. And listen, this is how Vasil does it. Frustration. And yep. you don't want to be the in there if you're getting hit on and you can't hit back.
And the thing with Lomachenko is that he also has the size advantage and the speed advantage in this fight right now, it looks like. So he's able to muscle him around. Faster than him. I mean Lomachenko right now is dominating.
We're getting a stern warning from Steve Willis here to Rigo for holding. Uh-oh, he let his hands go with a 1-2. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to earn some respect, brother. There you go. Two body shots.
Even those seem a little bit tentative.
Vasil using those forearms. Did you see that move?
Did he just shoe shine?
He just did the 60.
He just did the shoe shine.
No one does that. No one does that to a two-time Olympic gold medalist, dude. Like, you got to think about this right now. What Lomachenko is doing in the ring is unprecedented.
No, he's definitely looking good, but again, you know, he's fighting a guy that's two weight.
He's got to mix up more uppercuts. Rigo's bending down far too much, and he ain't playing. He's hitting Rigo in this clinch. He thinks like, yo, you think you're gonna clinch me all night and stay safe? Oh, he just hit a time Rigo with a beautiful jab. There he is again, just peppering. Look! Oh my God! Now he's bowling him over and pushing him into the ropes.
I love it.
Damn, Rigo, you're just too small, bro. He's treating him like a little guy, man. Did Mariaga do better?
At this point, maybe. Damn. Maybe just because he threw more. But I mean,
people saying Rigo needs to quit.
Yeah. Already, it's already coming in, the doubts. I mean, but it's be honest. He won all these to my card. At least he won all of them.
I mean, I have it 5-0.
I got it 5-0. I can't.
I got it Hawaii 5-0. Shout out to Hawaii.
Showing your age.
Oh, B, I just can't believe what. Wow. I thought I was gonna be calling a more exciting fight. One sided beatdowns are like. I think it would have been more exciting if it was the other way, too, because we wouldn't have really expected that, even though we didn't expect it.
It'd be shocking. This is more like, not surprising, but it's just like, oh, wow. Loma changed that good.
And Loma doesn't show any signs of slowing down, unfortunately.
He never does. I mean, that's one thing we can always count on him is that he has that, like, Sean Porter gas tank.
Oh, what was that punch after the bell from Loma? Look, with a smile, he hooked off. Yo, smiling, he hooked off on Rigo. Like, dude. That was
some maniacal shit right there.
Hell yeah, that was like a scene out of the Keith Ledger Joker right there.
Rigo tried to dunk him.
Rigo tried to spin him around with like a...
Yo, the face of Loma.
A WrestleMania move on him.
Damn, B.
It's not looking like we thought it was.
Rigo down low.
Oh, it's just that big left.
The Rigo loose.
He slipped that shot. Do you see how he slipped that left hand?
Fuck. Yo, he just shoving Rigo. Like, stop trying to hold me, fam. Let's fight.
Stop trying to hold me, fam.
Look, shove. Get off me, B. Let's get in here and work. You ain't want this. You asked for it.
Loma putting on the clinic. That's what the peoples are saying.
He giving him angles too. Oh, he just put his crotch in his face, B. Yo, he just put his crotch in his face.
I mean, shit happens.
Yo, he's just spinning and spinning. Rigo, come on, baby.
Rigo doesn't have the footwork to match him.
Ah, man. And we ain't getting no corner where we can't even hear what Pedro Diaz is saying. Oh, my God. There you go. Fight back. Get mad, man. Get fucking mad.
Nah, he got to stick to the game plan. He probably got a game plan.
What's the game plan?
I don't know. It better be a game plan behind all this.
It doesn't look like a game plan. The game plan, homie. Come on.
Like when it comes if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button if you're enjoying the programming of us giving our live commentary on this live fight chat for the WBO Junior Lightweight Championship between Vasyl Lomachenko and Guillermo Regendal. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. If it's gray, turn it blue. Steve Willis stops the action. He's taking a point.
Who? Who?
Point.
From Rico? For holding.
What? Yo, ESPN is saying Guillermo Regendal has not landed a punch in more than three rounds.
Hasn't landed more than three punches.
Oh shit, man!
That's still a sad situation.
Yo, they're gonna bury Rigo if he loses this fight. Come on, Rigo.
Yo, if Rigo loses this fight in this manner, he's never gonna be on US TV again.
Oh my god, he's freezing, bro.
He blacklisted, and Lomachenko gave him the reason why.
Yo, fams, he's freezing. Oh, he just got hit with a left, bro.
Yo, I like how he just got the point taken, and he's still holding.
Yo, and he looks hurt, I think.
That left hand.
I think he's hurt, bro.
I think he's tired, bro.
Rigo got sucked into that matrix. He can't find his way out. Mr. Anderson.
The way Lomachenko's just turning him and turning him. It's almost like he looks dizzy.
He's the one. Anderson. He's the one. Yo, look at Lomachenko just laughing. Like, look, he's hitting me low. Oh, my God. That jab of Loma is on fire. Yo, he just walked off on Rigo.
Like, nah, you ain't in my class. You ain't in my level.
Oh, my God. Yo.
Yo, this is looking not like what I...
I just want everyone watching this right now to understand that I am nothing like the other people who you view on YouTube. Like, from this day on out, I will speak of Lomachenko with respect and the accolades that he deserves.
Yo. Yo, yeah. He walks this earth like a god, to quote Charles Martin.
Nah, he's definitely showing his ability.
Ability or separating himself?
His levels.
Wow.
What
is being said right now?
There's an argument now that he's pound for pound number one.
Oh, he says he's finished. He's finished?
What the fuck? They stopping it?
Yeah, they stopping it.
Oh, he's taking a tape.
Oh, no mas, no. No mas.
What?
I can't believe they did that.
Is that?
This is crazy.
Wow. That's some bitch shit. Come on, man.
How the fuck do you... Yo, what the fuck?
Yo, even Nicholas Walters went longer than that. Come on. Wow.
Oh, my God. They brought a crown to the ring.
Oh, my God.
Oh, his father took it off and said no.
I love that. I love his dad. His dad's the best, man.
Holy shit. His dad ripped that shit off, said no. I don't understand what just happened. Like, they need to ask Rigo what happened. What he's got to at least admit he quit because he can't catch up. What's going on?
Everyone, remember, call into the show 1-425-569-5241 to give your immediate reaction to Regendal giving no mas to Lomachenko, a la Nicholas Walters.
A la Robert Duran blueprint right there. No mas.
Wow. I can't believe what happened.
I need to know what's going on.
They're blaming it on the left glove. Oh, man. They're going to use a bogus excuse now and say his hands hurt. He just started taking the tape off immediately, too, bro. So he broke his hand.
No.
That doesn't even make up for it, bro.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of people right now saying that they're pissed off. This was...
Can I get a no mas? What the hell?
Yeah, this is bad.
All of the Ringendow fans right now.
looking like he broke his hand. I don't know, man.
Yo, look at Bobby. Look at Bobby. Look at Bobby.
Bob could barely make it through the ropes.
Bob is barely making it in life right now. Come on.
Look, they're point.
Stop. It's on my hand.
It's not broke. Ain't nobody tapping on my hand like that if it's broke. And he just closed his fist. Oh, my God. Siente dolor. That means, do you feel pain?
He was too
tired. Yo, I don't know. See, I got to go back and watch it. Right there, it looked like Pedro Diaz asked him, do you want to continue? I seen Rigo shake his head no. I don't know if that's what was asked, obviously. I got to check it out. But they're taking that tape straight off, man.
Man, Lomo.
Man, bro.
Rigo would never come back on US TV because of this. This is going to be the Nicholas Walters effect, but worse.
Oh, my God. I got to hear what this man is about to say.
He's still pointing at it, man. I don't even know what to say right now.
This is crazy.
It definitely leaves a sour taste in a fight that was on paper.
I just don't get it. Why is he still touching it and saying his hand, but we seeing all his fingers moving? He's moving the hand. He keeps messing with the wrap.
It's bullshit.
Yo, guys, this is a real crazy situation, man. I just did not expect it to be a stoppage.
Well, the hype of Vasil is real. The next challenge, Mikey Garcia?
I mean, obviously, I know on ESPN, Mark Kriegel brought up Gervonta Davis. Or Stephen A. Smith brought him up, I should say, actually. That's a name that they obviously would want to get because Gervonta Davis has some sort of name cachet because of Floyd Mayweather. That can give him some star power. Again, this isn't a fight that's going to put Lomachenko over for the casuals because of the manner in which it ended, the manner in which it was fought. It was a dominating performance in which a guy quit early. The casuals may not like it.
This is not what I expected. Vasil acting like nothing. I can't wait to hear what he says. You know he learned English. I wonder if he's going to rub it in.
Good, actually. It's not bad.
Yeah, I said, you know he learned English. I ain't say he doesn't speak English.
I know that. I'm just adding on to it, saying that his English is pretty good. Like when we think about like a Triple G or Sergey Kovalev, you know, other Eastern Europeans. So,
just see, think about how well Vegas gets it. Like we sit here and we talk every day. We think we know what the fuck we're talking about. Vegas had.
I mean, I called it right.
Yo, no, you didn't, because Vegas had Vasil going the 12th round was a plus 2,200. They had me thinking I should lay some money down on Vasil still winning.
But late round.
The fight going to the 12th round. I said to myself, damn, Rigo's never even lost. The last thing he'll do is get stopped. He would at least make it to the 12th rounds because of them 400 amateur fights.
And we didn't think he was going to get stopped like this either. Like, if he was going to get stopped, it was going to be because of people saying that his chin was a little bit weak, suspect. We that was going to come up. They was going to get hurt.
We're
going to
find out. We're going to find out.
I'm outright shocked. I need a post-fight interview from this man immediately. And the holding of the hand, I'm not going to accept that. I don't like that.
We're going to find out. If his hand broke.
Get out of here with the wrist touching.
We've seen other fighters break their hands and fight or have other injuries in the fight and still fight on.
He's hurting my feelings, bro. Rigo let me down. Are we waiting for the post fight before we get to these calls? We got a lot of listeners out there, well, actually viewers. Listen, there's a whole bunch of you guys watching. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Make sure that you tell a friend to tell a friend. If it's gray, you're doing it wrong. Turn it blue. So, Matt, what are we doing? Are we going out to some of these callers, or are we?
We can take one or two before.
We're going to wait for the post fight interview.
We can take one or two before the post fight.
What was, before we go to that, though, what was the, I guess, what stuck out the most for you in terms of this performance from Lomachenko? Because other than the opponent being on the level in which we thought Rigo was, man, he really did the same exact thing he's been doing in his last.
That exactly is what I took away from it, that his ability to enforce his will, his game plan, whatever he wants to do on his opponent, regardless of who that opponent is and their skill set. that to me is what I see here. That we have a guy that is so special, so supreme at being able to do what he does, that he can force anyone to fight that fight. And once you fight that fight, I think it was even Doomsday that said it, like, oh, he's in the Matrix right now or something like that. Like, yeah, like he, like Guillermo Rigondeaux was forced to fight Lomachenko's fight just like everyone else. And you can't do that because Lomachenko is going to be a wood chipper and just outwork you. He's going to pepper you with the shots until you quit or you get hurt and get knocked out. It's going to be one of those three.
Yo, so I've seen now you and countless others in the chat saying Lomachenko versus Tank, make it happen.
That is a great fight.
I mean, at this point, bro.
Lomachenko wins, though.
But this is what I'm saying. At this point.
Technically, man, I got to say that after seeing him do this to Rigo, you could see the transition of, you know, like the torch, so to speak. You know what I mean? Being handed over to the newer, not newer, but younger. Faster, I'm just saying, stronger fighter.
After watching him do that to Rigondeaux, how could I expect Tank to do any better? Is all I'm saying.
Well, you could expect Tank.
I mean, you brought up Mikey Garcia, and I think that's going to be the next big fight for him. But along the way, he's going to have to fight other champions. He's going to have to fight other guys.
Again, this was a fighter he fought that was, you know, coming in already, going up two weights. And, you know, he had some disadvantages already to him. So, you know, like you said, some of the fans will take this like a prominent win. Others are going to make those excuses.
Now, there's no excuse to be made here, bro.
But you know,
Rigo quit, bro. Rigo, I mean, this is Bernardo Sooner. Let's see what happens here. He's pretty good, both English and Spanish. What does he mean? Now my name is Nomachenko?
Like Nomachenko.
Oh, my God. He's killing them now.
So you see what he said?
Oh, he disrespecting the win, too. I love him now.
I told you, man.
He just said it. He like, yo, it's not his weight. It's not his category. He just said it. Like, I don't even really rate this win. Yo, it's time to put him in there with Pacquiao now. Pacquiao's done. Still wants to fight. Do it at a catch rate of 140. Let Loma come in at 138. I mean, it's another free win for Loma, I know, but
it is.
You got to build this guy.
Oh, here's your boy.
They're booing the shit out of him.
Of course.
They're booing my boy.
As he should be.
He's saying that nothing surprised him. He's a boxer normal. But very technical and very quick. Oh, please, Rigo. Nobody cares. So sad right now.
Yeah, I feel sad for
him. He asked him what's next for Rigo. He said, you know me, man. I'll fight with whoever and anytime.
Oh, man. Fans is chewing him up, bro.
They're killing him. New York is brutal.
You don't go 5-0 in terms of rounds and say it's just because of a hand injury.
Damn.
I would have liked to have seen a whole 12 rounds, bro.
It's over, bro. It's over. How does he come back from this one? I just do not know. It's going to be difficult, man. The damage control is going to be difficult to get over without a solid promoter consistently putting you on shows, Matt. It's about that time to head on out to the phone lines.
Ringer.
get the opinions of the fight fans. We're here, live fight chat. It is now our immediate reaction to the outcome. We're looking for your immediate reaction. Number is 1-425-569-5241. Don't forget to press 1 time to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. Before we go out to the callers, remember that this show is self-sponsored by you, the listeners, our Patreons, and all our Super Chats. And we do get support from time to time from different companies like A&M Credit Repair, who have supported this show. They guarantee 100% satisfaction. You only pay them when they do what they promise. So if you have any bad credit, we all know bad credit is tough to deal with. Well, AM Credit Repair makes it easy to get your life back on track. Call them up absolutely free at 1-718-820-8580 or head on over to amcreditrepair.com. Don't forget to use the promo code The Boxing Voice to get huge savings and get yourself together before the holiday season is upon you. We're going to go out to these phone lines, guys. It's time to head on over to sunny Florida. Majid in Orlando, talk to us.
Yo, I can't really hear y'all audio, but I thought Regal was going to win, and I thought he was going to do way better than that. I mean, I don't believe in the hand thing, and you just got to give Loma his credit at this point. So Loma did his thing. I guess until next time, he go fight Mikey Garcia or something, but fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it.
All right, Majid. Well, thanks for calling in, my friend. We're going to go out to Monsterpiece, who's in Skype. Let's get her on. I'm a motherfucking monster, are you there? All right, she looks like she dropped off. Going out to the 313. 313, you're live. Who's this? First time caller. 313-772. 313-772. You're up. All right. Moving down the line. 919. 919-627. You're up. 919. He's listening to the fight. What in the world is going on with these guys today? We're going out to Info Joe. Talk to me, brother.
Yo, yo, yo.
All right. I was getting scared. Yeah, I hear you. I thought you guys couldn't hear us since we went through so many callers and no one was ready.
Yo. Must be Blog Talk.
Oh, shit. He can't hear us, he's saying.
Oh, my God. It is Blog Talk issues.
Oh, brothers. That's crazy because we hear them clearly.
Perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine. All right. Well, let's go back on out to Skype. Alexander Bully, talk to me.
Yo, what's going on, man? You know, I stay ready for the call, but goddamn, my man Rigo let me down. When he said no must like that, I was like, wow. And I don't understand what he came in there to do. No game plan, no strategy, no tactics. Was just dipping his head to the left all the way down, holding on for dear life, trying to slow dance with that man. It's over for him, man. He needs to retire and move on. As for Lomachenko, he impressed me. He had some really fast hands. I liked the way he had quite a nice rhythm from the get-go. Really nice jabs in the beginning. But onwards and upwards for him, man. Hopefully he fights Tank in 2018, man, and we get some mega fights. But it's sad to see Rigo go down like that. I'm out.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, Alexander Bully. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Blog Talk looks to be down. You know, you can always call us on the bat phone by adding Nesta Gibbs on Skype. We're going out to Alex in Russia. Talk to us. Immediate reaction.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Like I told you yesterday, Ness, in the back of my mind, I thought that that's exactly what would happen. Like I told you yesterday, it might be a mismatch. It was a mismatch, and Lomachenko might stop him by late, in late rounds. That's exactly what happened. Other than this, it was a great fight. I remember already starting from round number four.
Yo,
Adam, yeah. Mute yourself till we get to you, brother.
No doubt, bro. All right.
Yeah, like I was saying, around it before, I kind of started feeling bad for Rieger.
Adam, you got to mute, Adam.
Eject him.
It's not as easy as you think, my friend. You're always saying eject him.
Hey, I know.
Sounds like an empire shit at times.
Bad, Alex.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, and that's what he asked for, and that's what he got. I don't know what else to say. Like I told you yesterday, there were a lot of Rigondeaux fans coming out of nowhere. They were very emotionally invested in Rigondeaux winning because, you know, they thought he was mistreated half of his career, which is the case. I totally agree with that. But again, like Porgy likes to say, Rigondeaux going to win by divine justice. Unfortunately, that's not what happens in real life. So, and you have to go judging of, but what kind of skills these fighters have, what kind of adventures they have over each other, and so on and so forth. I just want, at the end of the day, I just want all people, you know, talking shit, I just want them to give credit to Lomachenko, and that's it.
Well, I think after today's performance, he's going to get that credit, and I'll be honest with you, if he doesn't, I'll be sure to nip it in the bud and,
wow,
they're bullshit because I saw, not many guys will do. What I saw was a true talent get in there with another one and make him look talentless. And, you know, no one's ever done that, not to Rigo. So I was impressed.
Man, CompuBox, 55 to 15 punches. And 89% of those punches landed on the Cuban Olympian's head.
Yeah, and so just for the record, Lomachenko is my favorite fighter to watch. Terence Crawford is my second favorite fighter to watch. But even after this performance, I wouldn't put Lomachenko over Terence Crawford. So I would rate him as number two pound for pound. I don't know about you guys, but that's how I go.
I don't know, man. Terence Crawford doesn't necessarily have a Rigondeaux on his resume, even though some can argue Gamboa. But I feel like a guy like, Rigo was a little more accomplished and a little more defensive.
You add a Gary Russell, then you add a Nicholas Walters, then you add a Roman Martinez. That resume looks really good compared to a Crawford, who all of his title wins at 140 are against guys that we really never heard of.
Definitely. Listen, Alex, thank you for calling in. We're going out. Matt, can we get some drive-by action here? Let's go out to Adam Spielberg. Adam, what up?
Drive-by.
You with me, bro? Yes, you with me?
I'm with you.
Everybody.
We're outside of Madison Square Garden right now. I'm over here with the Real Fight Girl. Yes, you with me, bro?
I'm with you, bro.
All right. Put on Real Fight Girl from Ring TV. She's going to give her a recap right now.
All right.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Okay, so honestly, I did not think Rigo was going to quit in the sixth round. We did not know he was even hurt. Lomachenko, he banged Rigo's ass in every round. Did Rigo fight? Did he come and show up? No. I mean, he showed up more than normally he would. He fought back. He was defensive from the very get-go, but Lomachenko he was the aggressor the entire time, and Rigo just tried to come back, but nothing. It was just there was nothing back, and then of course Rigo was a little bit dirty, and did you see that little slip that the three came back, and he came a little bit back dirty.
Whatever.
I can't hear you, honey.
No, that's Masterpiece. Can you mute yourself till we get to you? Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Mute us. I don't know
your phone.
Mute us because of music.
Nestor.
Yo.
Mute us. I know. We're right across the street from the garden, but the.
And hello? All right. Monsterpiece, you're back. Go for it. These rookie Skypers.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yo, listen, let me tell you something right now.
Oh, she's upset. She's upset.
How is she upset? Because she don't know how to deal with Skype. Yo, look, now we got Adam back. Adam, you got to mute yourself, Adam. You can't just go and come and go and come because you're killing the audio.
Yes, I'm going right outside right now. We'll be quiet in a second, all right? So I'm outside.
I'm outside.
I'm with the real fight girl, and you know what? Like, what the fuck?
Adam,
yo, let me tell you something. Straight up, like, I was all team Rigo. I loved Rigo. I loved the way he was brawling coming into this fight. You saw him at the weigh-in. You came back to his crib after. The dude was brawling as fuck. And you know what? Like, listen, we got to just put it all on Rigo. And you know what? Let Pedro explain what happened, because we don't understand what happened. Because honestly, Loma, how many clean punches did he hit Rigo with? Two? The whole?
According to CompuBox, he hit him with 49 punches to the head. Out of those 50.
Well, I mean, listen, I mean, it was probably difficult watching it from the arena, bro. But on TV, Vasil was definitely landing punches.
It was very difficult because, you know what? I didn't see nothing of anything of significance. But you know what? Let's give fucking Loma credit. But honestly, like, again, Rigo, I had bank on him. He looked broad as fuck coming into the fight. Is it Terrence Crawford or is it Vasily Lomachenko? It's got to be one of the two, and we should have that debate. Is it Lomachenko or is it Crawford? Who is the best possible?
I mean, who do you think? Matt, relax. Who do you think is? Matt is trigger happy.
Ass music, wah wah wah. Yeah. I did, but you know what? Not for nothing. I think it could be Vasil Lomachenko knocked out fucking Roman with that the right hand. Stop our boy, fucking and you know what? Not for nothing, man. The dude's making people quit left and right. So. And that's what people are saying outside.
Can I cut in?
Oh my God, Adam, wrap it up. So Monster, listen, you guys got to be nice to your fellow man and woman. All right,
you guys are TBV colleagues. Come on,
I got love for you, my man. But I gotta cut in.
Oh,
much love to you, Monster. Much love to you. What I'm saying is,
y'all both drunk. You know that, man.
You judging
now, Ness? You judging? I'm just saying, y'all slurring words, repeating shit.
much love.
Adam said he's with the real fight girl like 100 times. Yo, Ness, I'm with the real fight girl.
No, Loma's making people quit in their stools. Basically, that's it. So, you know what? He's making people cry. And you know what? Give respect. But he's making people cry and dropping them and stopping them.
Yo,
and
did you hear what Lomachenko said? He's changing his name to Nomaschenko.
Yeah, he should be Nomas.
Adam, you are off the hook.
Yo, he should be Nomas, because if you go to the YouTube channel, and when I interviewed Loma at the Open Media Workout, I said,
"Yo, Adam,
what
you?" I had a lot to drink today.
Don't make a difference, Joe. Go to the Boxing Boys YouTube channel.
Yo, you guys, you was at Monsterpiece's party?
Why does everyone invite but us?
Surprised if he made Rigo quit, and he did. And it's on the Boxing Voice YouTube channel. Check it out. Loma told me himself he would not be surprised if he made him quit, and he did. Period. Point blank, period. Like Adrian Broner said, point blank, period.
All right, Adam, I got to get to some other people. Specifically, thank you for calling in. Mute yourself, all right, buddy? Mute yourself. Go ahead, monster.
Hey, guys.
Thank you for calling in. Mute yourself, all right, buddy?
Stephanie, Anna's cousin. And I think that fight was whack. That's not-
So the fight was whack.
The fight was straight whack.
Why was it terrible? Adam, mute yourself, Adam. Fucking guy.
What?
Not you.
Nobody was throwing hands though.
This is for Gomez.
Yo, I'm a Gomez. What up? That shit was really sad, yo. I was going for Rigo. That shit broke my heart, bro.
Oh, really, man. I feel just like you, Mick Gomez. Believe me, I didn't know what the hell I was watching. I didn't expect that at all. Wait, here goes Matt. Yo? Here goes Matt. Matt's loose now.
Matt's on his I told you so
pick
shit.
Right.
No, this is what Matt does.
Panelist to pick Loma. Me.
I'm bad, bitches. I don't want to hear I'm acting different. Yo.
Yo, Cardi B, relax.
Yo, Cardi Matt. B.
What did I say? This fight was going to be another Donaire versus Brigandel, right?
You didn't say that. You picked Rigo.
You were highly wrong.
Said that, Matt. Did I not say that?
You were wrong. So is that what you're admitting to?
I was wrong in the outcome, but I was right in the fact that shit was whack.
How was that whack?
Whack?
Something.
What are you talking? The finish was whack, but that's on your boy. Your man was whack.
How was this fight whack?
It was for my boy. Let me say something real quick. I take my L's. I don't got no problem eating L's all day, L's all day. Fuck out of here. I ain't pleased. There ain't nobody going to make me feel bad about this. I pick Rigo for a reason, for the fucking culture. But let me tell you something.
Because he lost his whack?
No, it wasn't whack. Lomachenko wasn't landing shit, but he still quit.
He didn't land shit. He was landing jabs and left hands at will. What are you talking about, fam?
Come on, monster. Monster.
He was peppering.
I was holding, my nigga.
I don't even know what you're saying right now. You're not making sense.
Ness, all right. Hold on. Can you hear me now? Because I'm about to go Verizon AT&T. Can you hear me now?
Monster, listen, we've been hearing you, but what I'm saying is you saying that you picked Rigo, but Lomachenko won and the fight was whack, but then turning around saying it's not really whack, but there wasn't any punches because Rigo was holding. I mean, none of that makes sense. What are you saying?
But I'm not saying that the fight was great. How is it that somebody that was holding another nigga the whole fight is going to be like, oh, I'm going to quit. At least go to 12 round holding. At least take your L like a man. But the motherfucker quit.
So you don't think his hand is broken? So you're mad that the guy you picked quit. Don't you think there was a reason he quit?
Whatever the reason was.
You know the reason. The other guy on the other side of him was hitting him in the face.
Okay, you know what, Ness? Tomorrow's crow day. What's tomorrow, Ness? What's Sunday?
Shit, we're gonna bake you a whole pie. You, Mick Gomez, and your cousin.
Yes.
A crow pie.
Fine, I'm gonna eat the whole shit because that's how a real bitch gets down.
Well, you gotta share it. You gotta share it with Mick Gomez and your cousin because I'm sure y'all all went. I'm sure y'all all went down for the culture.
Say goodbye, Steph.
Goodbye, bro.
Bye, guys. All right, guys. God bless you. I love y'all. And everybody that picked Loma, you know I was never going to block y'all. Y'all the truth right now. Fuck me. Y'all the truth right now.
Oh, my God. Fuck her, she says. Do not take that seriously.
Or literally.
Let's go to Australia.
No one can stop me, really.
Boy, there's a king croc right there. This croc has enough power in its jaws to whip my ass right off.
In the sixth round, in the seventh round.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Honestly, it is unbeatable.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Guys, Alex,
I'm quick, and I'm not really drunk, so it's all good. Don't worry, guys. Some sensible stuff here. But look, I don't think there's a question about Lomachenko being pound for pound number one anymore. I mean, like you look at the best name on Crawford's resume. It's Gamboa, and that's a rusty Gamboa who lost to not a nobody, but he's been on a losing streak for a little while now. He just hasn't looked the same, and Lomachenko just outclassed a person with 2 gold medals. Almost 500 amateur fights with a dozen losses and barely lost a round in his whole professional career, even when he fought number 3 pound for pound Juanita Denaire at the time. I mean, I think there's a very, very strong case for Lomachenko being pound for pound number one. I just don't see
yourself if you're not on right now.
Nelson, mute yourself, Nelson. Jesus, you guys are like veterans at this. I don't get it. You naturally have to mute yourself if you get added to the Skype call. Go ahead, Alex. Apologies.
No, good. Well, yeah, I was just saying, look, you don't see any other boxer outclassing the most elite level boxers like Lomachenko is. He's just, it's not, it, look, if that was a competitive fight and you know, like, and Lomachenko scraped through to win, okay, there's an argument against it, but it wasn't. It was just a masterclass by Lomachenko. I gave the first round to Rigondeaux, and then it was just a complete wipeout by Lomachenko, and it was just insane to watch those jabs, that footwork, the speed. Even when Rigondeaux was trying to do his like bending at the waist thing where he makes everyone miss every single punch, Lomachenko was just tapping him like it was nothing, just getting the right angle. And it was just insane to watch. And there's no doubt in my mind now, Lomachenko is probably one of the most, if not the most talented boxer I've ever seen. So that's my call. And thanks for all your work, boys.
Alex. All right. Yeah, I am shocked at what a efficient offensive machine he is. He's just like a chipper. He's chipping away. He changes angles, chips. And when he sees an opening, he lands a big one. He's not playing games. We're going out with Jace.
Those things are so like you throw.
Can you start that over? I don't know. I guess I'm getting the YouTube thing.
The YouTube thing is now better.
It is now better.
He'll do things that are technically wrong. So he'll throw like 3 elite uppercuts in a row. If you ask any trainer in a gym if that's allowed, they will say, no, you're crazy. And Doomsday can attest to that. You're not supposed to throw things that Lomachenko does, but he gets away with it somehow. It has to do with his footwork, the way he creates angles, his head movement, the way he can dart inside so fast. But he does things that are so unorthodox that are just... that are almost uncoachable. That you just have to, that he is a special talent. You have to be a special talent to do the things that he does.
He's always in the right position. His footwork is incredible, man. And you know, like the one caller earlier, he mentioned that you know he was trying to Alex, right, from Australia, just called. He was trying to bend as he usually does with other fighters, makes the miss, but Vasil was not landing these crazy, you know, solid shots while he was doing this, but he was peppering them.
You're just landing.
He was peppering him, and he's peppering him, and he made – you started to see Rigo get uncomfortable. You could see it. And, damn, man, just was so unexpected, you know.
Well, let's get him back to the phone lines. Jason Williams, Skype, where you calling from?
Columbus, you know, I used to get it in Ohio, man. J. Will, man.
Oh, shit. What up, bro?
What's up, man? Yo, I want to kind of – keep everybody kind of grounded, man. I think y'all remember my call from the Thursday show, the pre-fight, or the preview show. I was going with Lomo. I let Casual sway me with the whole culture thing, and, you know, I went ahead and rolled with Casual and went ahead and went with Lomachenko. But there was a reason why I was picking Lomachenko originally, as a highly educated boxing fan. Can y'all, as the crowd that was watching, can y'all tell me one disadvantage that Lomachenko had going into this fight?
He had no disadvantages. We spoke about it today.
Okay. So, and that's my whole point. So it wasn't it wasn't the fact that it was anything on an even playing field. It was the fact that Rigo had to come up. Rigo was a smaller guy. It's damn near a decade age difference between the two. No matter how great Rigo is, and Rigo, don't take what I'm saying as trying to discount Lomachenko. I'm just trying to keep everybody grounded. When people say Lomachenko is the best fighter they've seen ever, or he's the number one pound for pound, it's still a lot to go to prove that in my eyes. I mean, until he fights somebody most pound for pound greats beat somebody who is bigger than him. And I can't remember the last time he's beat someone that's bigger than himself. And when he did fight someone that was bigger than himself, he lost to Salido. So the things he's doing is great. It's never been seen before to really make back-to-back top contenders quit. That's really never been seen before. But at the end of the day, when you are pound-for-pound great, you fight someone that is bigger than you. You fight someone at a disadvantage, and you still show your greatness. So Lomachenko is number two pound-for-pound. Number one over Bud. And then we talk about Bud's resume. You say he doesn't have a Rigondeaux. I think Pistol is a Rigondeaux.
Disrespectful right now.
Not even close.
Well, why would you say that?
Because Postol ain't done shit.
Those two things, gold medals and Nonito Donaire. Victor Postol doesn't have either of them.
I'm not talking about amateur. We're talking about professional.
Hey, amateurs count. You don't think Lomachenko's two gold medals helped him in this
game? Tell that to Floyd and Ward and Shakur Stevens, whose paycheck is increased because they came home with medals.
Now y'all talking about money and medals and all.
We're talking about whether or not it matters.
We're talking about professional.
Well, look, I mean, look at the chat. When you said Postol and Rigo, someone said Postol is a Rigo ? Like it's crazy.
So who was lining up to fight Postol?
Nobody wasn't lining up to fight his ass because he wasn't lining up to fight. How many times he took step-aside money, Jay Will? How many times he took it? He just like Elderly Alvarez. This Elderly Alvarez third time, and it was Postol third motherfucking time taking step-aside money. Everybody talking about Danny ducked him, and he's sitting there taking them fucking checks, sending it back to wherever the fuck he from. Who the fuck Postol beat? Lucas Matisse?
Your boy Danny didn't want to fight him.
Okay, he beat Lucas Matisse? You tell me, is that what made him pound for pound? Because then all of a sudden Crawford beats him and he's a Rigo. Who the fuck did he beat?
Why didn't Danny fight him?
Who the fuck did he beat? You trying to answer a question with a question.
Why didn't Danny fight?
Exactly. You ain't got no answers, so you want to answer, ask a question.
Exactly.
Why did Danny fight him? Why the fuck did he? Why'd he take money from Danny three times? Why'd he take step aside money three times? Not once, not twice, but three times. Why?
Why? It's easy money.
No, because he ain't motherfucking want to fight either. He ain't want to fight either. He wanted to let Danny do the biggest shit Danny wanted to do.
So instead of dancing around it, so do you think Lomachenko's better than Bud on the pound for pound list?
Man, forget what I think. What I don't think. I don't think is that Postol is Rigondeaux. That's the most absurd shit you done said ever.
McCormick said that Lomachenko.
Come on, monster. How you gonna just blurt in on Jay Will's call and get mad at Adam when he do it to you?
My fault, Jay Will. You know it's all love, my nigga. But I had to say this. McCormick said Gervonta Davis can't beat Lomachenko. That's it.
Of course not.
Of course he can't. Like, that's why you... Oh, man, where the guns at, yo? How you just gonna blurt in to say some shit we all know? You and Jay Will, y'all on the same school bus together.
Nah, but no, that's my call, though, man. Everybody needs to get off the low. I mean, Lomachenko's number two. He's not number one, man.
Oh, my God. We're propping Crawford up. Mister, I'm waiting for Gary Cochran.
Come on, Jeff Horn. I like how you always bring Cochran up like he's the guy. No, it's Jeff Horn. Come on.
How many weight divisions will Terrence Crawford get a belt in?
I don't know. How many did Lomachenko get?
You got two. Same as Loma.
But he's on his third weight division.
Okay. Loma will be on third soon enough.
He hasn't won a belt yet, though.
But do you think he's not going to win a belt?
You're giving him credit for stuff he hasn't done yet. Wait for him to do that.
I mean, come on, Jay Will. You're wilding, man.
Think about Gary Russell Jr.
No, it's like 1 in the morning.
Nicholas Walters, Guillermo Rigondeaux. Stop, man.
No, it's like 1 in the morning. He's still trying to break apart Lomachenko's career. The man just swiped out
Give the man his due.
That he did, but he's not number one pound for
pound. All right. We'll do a show specifically on Izzy number one. Yeah, out of control.
All right, guys.
Oh, man. Yo, they are going overboard. Ed Brown, are you just listening or are you talking?
Talking tonight.
Talk to us.
Man, I'm disappointed, man. I could have took him getting knocked out, decision loss, something, but he quit. I don't want to hear from Rigo ever again. I don't care what he did. I don't want to hear again. You quit. You could have went in there. I don't care how discouraged you are. Bottom line is we call guys bums and they don't quit. He quit. And I don't want to hear about any disadvantages he had. He knew about it before he got into the fight. Then he gets in there and gets a little difficult. And he sat down and he shut up. Rigo, let's go ahead and give it up, man. I don't ever want to hear bottom line. And Lomo, I got to give him his props. He took care of business. I kind of don't like doing that because I don't really like his fight style, but it is what it is. Rigo quit, bottom line.
You don't believe the hand got broken.
Yo.
I don't want to even hear that. I've seen many people. I've seen Floyd take his glove off, hand looks broken to pieces, and he kept fighting. I've seen Porter do it a few weeks ago, kept fighting. I don't care if your hand's broken. When you talk that much shit, you get in there, you mix it up, and if you get laid the fuck out, then you get laid out. Don't go in there and talk all that mess and then talk about my hand. I don't want to hear none of that. You ain't in no position to do that.
Yeah, and they saying, was it Rigo or Walters in the ring tonight? Ed, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going out to Avery. Talk to us.
Hey, what's happening, people?
What's happening?
Okay, first off, just want to say, Terrence Crawford, number one pound for pound. Number two pound for pound is Kenichi Ogawa, because he just beat Tevin Farmer in HBO by robbery.
Robbery. He got robbed. Poor Tevin Farmer.
I didn't see the whole damn fight, but everyone's saying there was a robbery, so, you know, whatever. And then, but seriously, I got Lomachenko at number two, and it's kind of like an Andre Ward, Sergey Kovalev, like number one, number two before they fought. It was like, well, I mean, they're both great, but I mean, really, what is there to separate them? I mean, Crawford went up a division, won titles. Lomachenko did the same thing. They both have, like, completely embarrassed all their opponents, really haven't been through that much adversity. Crawford got his chin tested. Lomachenko really hasn't. But, I mean, it's the same thing. Lomachenko just beat Rigondeaux, a guy older than him, smaller than him. Crawford beat a older than him, smaller than him, Gamboa, when he beat him. So, you know.
Yeah, right, man. Gamboa and Rigondeaux, while they're both Cuban and black, they're definitely not the fucking same person.
Of course they're not the same, but I'm just saying he was older than Crawford when he fought him, and he was obviously...
Yeah, but the perception, listen.
I see his point.
But I don't see his point. I don't see his point, and you shouldn't see it either, because the perception of Rigondeaux was a pound for pounder, and the perception of Yuriyoki's back then was not pound for pound status. Fuck out of here.
Well, because Yuriyoki's, like, you know, he took a while off. Yeah, he took some time off and then he came back and yeah, he wasn't the same. But at the time when he fought Crawford, people just thought, like, oh shit, he's taking on Yuriyoki's Gamboa. I mean, this is like, wow, man, Crawford might get knocked the fuck out. Why? Because Yuriyoki's was like so offensively talented, just like in the way that Rigo was so defensively talented. You were just like, there's no stopping this guy. Like with Rigo, there's just no hitting this guy. And just real quick, I just want to say, I think the reason that Rigo quit, it might have something to do with the hand, but let's be honest, he'd never been frustrated like that in the ring ever before.
Agreed.
He had never been frustrated. Just like, you know, Nicholas Walters, he was used to bullying guys, used to be able to have his way with guys. And he got frustrated for the first time with Lomachenko. First taste of adversity, he quits. And yep. This is what Rigo does, you know? And the thing about the whole, like, you know, the ducking and below the waist, and usually when guys did that to Rigo, they would step off of him, and then they would try to, like, take his head off. And what did Lomachenko do? He stayed right in front of him, hit him with a few pity pats. And a defensive guy like Rigo, it's like, you don't even have to hit him hard. If you're hitting him and hitting him, he's not used to having that done to him, so he doesn't even want to taste that shit. He's not going to be in there to get beat up because he's not used to getting beat up. So, I mean, I think he looked for an easy way out, and he just took it. So, it is what it is. I don't think this is really a great test of Lomachenko, but it looks good on his resume.
It sure does. What's sad is that he said he doesn't consider it a test. Listen, Avery, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Dominican Republic. Nelson, talk to us.
Hey, man, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. You know, I'm a really a huge fan of Rigo Nadal, but that doesn't mean that
Nelson
I have to recognize.
Nelson in the fucking house.
Hey. Nelson, that doesn't mean that I have to recognize that Lomachenko is a beast, man. That man frustrated Rigo Nadal. Maybe he was horrid, I don't know. But we have to admit that he was frustrated. He couldn't find Lomachenko at any time in the fight. He was trying to do something, but he couldn't. He couldn't. Lomachenko was too fast for him. I think that world disadvantage play a role. Did play a role in the fight, but aside of that, Lomachenko was a superior fighter. He dominated the fight. And I don't know what's gonna be next for Rigo Nadal. I think what he have left in boxing now is gonna be really difficult for him to put in. I don't know to have another chance to fight again an important fight, because the fighters that are on the below categories 132 and 136 don't wanna fight him, and he can fight at 130. They showed that tonight. So I think he's retiring. You know, I think he was frustrated. He couldn't find Lomachenko. He played the easy way out because he knew that he was about to be stopped or knocked, and he'd rather to quit in order to get knocked out by Lomachenko. So I think he got dominated by the speed boxer. You have to admit that. You have to recognize that to Lomachenko. He's a better boxer.
Agreed.
Agreed, brother. Agreed. Nelson, man, thanks for calling in, brother. It is about that time, guys.
The better boxer.
What do we do? Where do we go? Team Loma says it's up to the promoter. People in the chat keep bringing up Tank. I mean, after you beat a pound for pounder in Rigo, who we thought was so good, it's kind of hard for me to get up for a Tank versus Lomachenko. Watching him do that to Rigo, it's like, who doesn't he do that to?
Especially with Tevin Farmer losing. You know, if Gervonta Davis, hypothetically, in a hypothetical world, if Tevin Farmer had won this title, fought Gervonta Davis, Davis looked great, beat Tevin Farmer, then maybe you could have sold it, especially with the Gervonta Davis money team, Floyd Mayweather connections. But again, I mean, even at 135, I mean, who's really there that can give him a test? I don't think Robert Easter Jr. can give him a test. I don't think Terry Fendi can give him a test. I don't think any of those guys can give him a test, except for maybe Mikey. And unfortunately, we may not see that due to Mikey's free agency status and him wanting to not be tied down to any sort of contract with, you know, an additional fight added to it.
Well, wait, you think Mikey goes back down to 135 to make it happen? Or is it a 140-pound fight?
If Mikey's smart, he makes it 140.
Yeah.
If Mikey's smart,
I agree.
40, but he may not be the one to control at that point. I don't know. I don't know who's going to be the A side in that fight.
I'm Mike shocked.
Having the Broner win, but Loma has the deeper resume, arguably, at this point, especially the Rigo win.
I was shocked to hear Loma say, you know, this is not a good win for me. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We made it to 61,000 today, but I just want to give you a heads up. When we make it to 70,000, we will be releasing that 3-hour Keith Thurman, one-time Keith Thurman interview where he's talking about Earl Spence and he's talking about his newfound wife and his traveling. He's talking about, what else is he talking, guys? You guys were there. What was he talking
about? Talks about Terrence Crawford, Jeff Horn, Danny Garcia, Earl Spence Jr. Yeah,
He actually gives his detailed opinion on Terrence Crawford moving to 147, and you really want to hear what he has to say on that one. And can't forget, Hipster, your new show. What's the name of that?
Standing Eight Count with the Hipster, you know, because AKA, I'm the new Beyonce of the group. You know, this is Destiny Child. You know, I'm going solo dolo. You know, start the Patreon.com/ The Boxing Voice, the Patreon only show. So you have to be a member at $3 or up to see it. But if you want to see any sort of inside of that Thurman interview, now obviously you can go to patreon.com, but we do have a small snippet of it for free on YouTube, at our channel, The Boxing Voice. And when he talks about Demetrius Andrade and their rivalry in the amateurs, a little tiny snippet to just see the openness that Keith Thurman did have with us. And imagine that version of Keith Thurman talking about a Spence, a Crawford, a Jeff Horn, Danny Garcia, Sean Porter, etc. It was truly a great interview that you have to go check out. Or you tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe to the channel and we hit 70,000 subscribers and drop it for free.
That's right. We're at 61,114, so we're just about 900 or 800 and something away from getting to 62K, which would take us about 8,000 away from releasing that, you know, video for you guys. I guess, Doomy, you're up.
No, final take on the fight. Man, I wasn't expecting it to go down like that. We've been saying it the whole time. Where does Loma go from here? I don't know. I think Robert Easter would present a good fight, Maddie. You know what I mean? Those guys still got good power. They're at their, you know, proper weights. And
yeah, I mean, there is going to be a curve for Easter. Like, he'll make the 35, but you know he'll be a bigger, stronger man on fight night. And Vasil only ballooned up to 137 a day. Or at least we believe he only ballooned up to that. We actually got a caller here, Bravo, on Skype. What up?
What's up? What's going on?
Where are you guys calling? Where are you calling in from, friend?
From London.
London. What's up, brother? I wanted to go to you because I never seen you call in before, so I didn't want to keep you out there.
UK. You know?
First time caller. So talk to us.
Man. Yeah, I just wanted to say, with Lomachenko, I don't think he's pound for pound at the moment. I think pound number one of all time.
Oh, you think he's pound for pound number one of all time?
I think he's the greatest.
Ever?
Yeah.
Wow.
The guy's incredible.
I mean, he has accomplished what no one has accomplished in the time span that he's done it.
Exactly. Exactly. He's done it in what? In 7 fights, he won his first world title.
5.
All right, 11 fights, and he's made Regendahl look like ordinary.
He did. No, he made him look less than ordinary, unfortunately.
Yeah, man.
He made him look like Madariaga, bro. Yeah, I actually might have to watch Madariaga's fight to see did he do better.
I got to watch it again just to see exactly where he could have done more, man. And it's like he's looking back at it now. You feel like he could have done just so much more. There was no output. No output.
None at all, bro. Shout out to Eric Cruz with the super chat. 61,000 subs, guys. Congrats, TBV. Hey, Bravo. Well, that's all you got for us?
No, I'm just wondering sort of where Lomachenko goes next.
We were thinking that ourselves, man. We mentioned Mikey being really the only realistic option.
No, that's not necessarily how we categorized it. Mike Garcia is the next big fight for him. That's not the next fight for him, obviously.
Yeah, no, no. But
it would be the best fight.
What weight class do you reckon? 135 or 140?
I mean, if we're going to have it right away, it's going to have to be 135. There's a case for it. Mikey's only fought one time at 140. He's already a belt holder at 135. Lomachenko can move up and immediately go for a title shot versus Mikey.
Yeah, I agree. I reckon that makes more sense, 135, for him to go up to 135. But other than that, I don't see any other test, to be honest. Javante's gone off to Japan. I don't know if you've read his recent Twitter. So he's running already. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, That's what I'm saying. I seen people in the chat. But listen, Bravo, we're going to cut out of here. I seen people in the chat saying Tank and Loma, but to me, it's just like, dude, after watching that, it's not worth my time. Anyway, I'm your host, Ness GTO. Very happy that you guys joined alongside us here, rocked out on the live fight chat. Remember, we're going to be doing this for all big fights. We've done it for all big fights. So if you want to check out previous fight chats, go back, check those out. Don't forget, if you enjoy this show, hit that thumbs up button. If you want to go a step further, drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Keep us the number one boxing podcast in the world. You want to go a step further for that? Head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Join us there on our many, many tiers. If you sign up now before the 15th of this month, you will receive a official Patreon only shirt that is worth much, much more. Yeah, I don't know. Probably a bunch of other stuff to mention, like AM Credit Repair and using our promo code, The Boxing Voice. Head on over to amcreditrepair.com and use the promo code, The Boxing Voice, to save a lot. Get your life back on track the way Ness GTO did. All right, I'm out. Really out this time.
My final thoughts, Matt the Hipster Hunter.
You have final thoughts?
I do have final thoughts, okay?
You got the pick right. What do you need back? What do you need to finally think about when you got it right?
It's more like rubbing it in. The last rubbing.
Doobie knows me so well.
Doobie last rubbing. Well. Let's go, man.
As the only TBV panelist that did pick Lomachenko, I told you so. And as the resident Terrence Crawford fanboy, this is tough for me. You know, trying to compare the two and be objective, because I am a huge fan of Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford's probably one of my favorite boxers of all time in terms of just watching a fighter and watching a fight. I love Terrence Crawford. And I love his fights. So this is going to be difficult to sort of compare them to pound for pound, and that's what it seems to be. That may be the fight in, let's say, 3 to 4 years. That is going to be Terrence Crawford versus Lomachenko at 140 or 147 or a catchweight at 144 or something.
Definitely won't be no 140, buddy.
You don't think Terrence Crawford could come down to 140 one time for a mega fight on pay-per-view?
No, he's going to fight Gary Cochran, and then he's going to unify division. Why would he go backwards?
Never mind. We need to digress on this because you're going to trap me in a black hole. I was right. You were wrong, Ness. It's okay. But yes, I'm Matt Tipson. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, my Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And the new TBV podcast, Standing 8 Count with the Hipsters, on patreon.com/theboxingvoice. So go check that out as well. Doomy.
Yeah. And you can catch me on Facebook, Alexander Linus. That's LAINEZ. And on IG is Alex_Doomsday_Linus, LAINEZ. And on Twitter, AlexTBVLinus.
Yo, but why'd he quit, though?
But why that? No, you know, none of us was expecting that. Matt, you're gonna get the really, really, really love Sunday. You're gonna be serving a lot of crow.
So much crow.
But
so much crow. But you know what?
But why he quit though?
Because his hand broke.
But why it wasn't even swollen though?
Hey, listen, you know what I'm trying to wait on? I'm trying to wait on it because we all know that he had to get checked by the doctor and there has to be a medical report to see if it was really broken.
Yeah? The medical report reported his heart's broken. Heart is too.
Bro.
Hell yeah, I'm still bedazzled. I can't believe what I just saw. I'm just being honest. Like, I was expecting a fucking high-level chess match, and I just expected
at least one good solid shot to land on Vasil. I wanted to see if Vasil, you know, could.
I was right. Just remember it, folks. Just remember it. I was right.
Anybody could have got it right. Like, we all could have picked the favorite. But we don't want to be just picking favorites.
If one of you had picked Loma, I wouldn't be talking shit. Let's be honest.
I'm just saying, nobody wants to just pick favorites.
Yo, yeah. And you were saying, oh, yo, Rigo's going to knock him out. Yo, like, Rigo's going to knock everyone.
I don't know, man. I'm going to end this. He's going off the deep end now.
Hey,
he's out of control.
Hold you.
Don't forget to join us on
Join us every Thursday and Sunday live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Because that's actually our flagship times, every Thursday and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings for the appropriate time. These shows today were spontaneous, even though Fight Chats have become also a fixture. So now we actually do Thursdays and Saturdays and Sundays. But anyway, bye.